Yeah.
Okay. 10 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Okay. Call to order. Call roll, please, Diane.
Yes. Let's see. Director Butler.
I am here.
Bill Gear.
Here.
Tim Mabee.
Here.
And Randy Janko is not here.
And he won't be able to join us.
And will not be able to join us. And Director Merchant.
Here. Comments from the public, not seeing any public. item three, action item, approved contract with BKS Law Firm for special water counsel.
We interviewed two law firms to be our special water counsel. John and Randy interviewed them, and the board chose to enter into a contract with BKS. BKS is also the attorney who Andrew Ramos and Dick Shanahan, who had represented the district for many, many years, came from. That was because it is a duty of the board to decide what legal counsel they want. That was discussed in closed session, and they picked Jennifer Ramos. She will only consult us on matters related to water. And so her and Patrick worked over the contract. Everything looks good. She signed it. But Patrick said that this had to come to open session for approval. So if there's no discussion, we can have a motion.
I'll make a motion. We can discuss. I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with BKS and Jennifer Buckman.
Second. I'll second.
Okay. Discussion, anybody? Tim?
I'm just looking at the scope of services. I think it includes everything, but it may not be limited to just that, right? As we start going down.
Yeah, and I think the last comment on there is kind of like a all and other.
Any changes mutually agreed upon?
As long as the word water is in it, you know, we can get by with it. But yeah, I thought it was pretty inclusive. The things that I was most concerned about are in there. I don't know anybody else. Tim?
Linda, I'm good.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the last sentence does say any changes mutually agreed upon by the parties, and any increase or decrease in compensation shall be incorporated by written amendments in this agreement. Okay.
Okay.
Increase.
We have a motion and a second, so do we need a roll call vote? Yes?
Yeah, it's money.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Director Butler?
Yes.
Bill Gear? Sorry. Director Gear?
Yes.
That was such a look. Director Mabee?
Aye.
And President Merchant?
Yes. Okay. Moving on to item four, approved change order from Beer Camp for repairs to drainage culvert on hole 14 for $22,540 with 10% contingency. See how well I read that? Almost like without error. Okay.
So
Travis will be telling us about this.
As the board approved the bid from Beer Camp to do the repair on hole 14 for the drainage, and before the job has started, there was a change order that resulted in $22,540, and I've got Corey here so he can explain what the change order is. Before he does that, just for informational purposes, even with this change order, Beer Camp was still $20,000 less than the...
I'm sorry, yeah. I was daydreaming. How much was it originally?
$84,000, something like that.
84?
Yeah.
I thought it was 82, but
it was in the low 80s.
Okay. And it winds up being like 107 now.
Okay. So
it's $20,000, $22,000 less.
But I got Corey here to kind of explain what the issue is, so you have an understanding of what's going on. So Corey, please.
So the change order had to do with timeline somewhat. There was no timeline specified in the estimate. And with the golf course events and they have a couple upcoming tournaments or something trying to fit in their schedule. This needs to start this week. So, and that's part of the change order is pumping the ditch, as the water flow in the ditch is pretty substantial. So they're bypassing pumping the ditch. And the other thing would be also bringing in other appropriate dirt that's not as saturated. They have to, they'll have to take out all the saturated dirt and bring in some other dirt from fill from one of their other job sites on location here. So it's a little additional cost for that. And then they weren't planning on using crushed rock. They were planning on using all native soil since it's in the golf course and not in a roadway. So there was an additional for the three-quarter crushed rock as well.
And then also, too, we're adding a 10% contingency because we just had a meeting over there at the site, and I'll just say there was a misunderstanding as to who was going to be responsible for what between us and the golf course, and the GM as saying that there are some things that they're not going to be financially responsible for, the pipe, that because they've got to cut out one of the pipes so we can do the repair, because they said they can work around it, but that's going to make the job even longer and more cost more.
They're not going to be responsible for the pipe.
They're saying that
goes from us to them.
No, it's a pipe that runs over the drainage, because their Veer Camp is going to actually just cut that pipe out instead of working around it.
They're bracing
it. They're bracing it. Yeah.
Recycled main, but the irrigation
right.
lines, the sprinkler lines, they're cut out.
Okay, so Country Club is being responsible. They're going to pull up the sod and replace all that, and we're putting it. They're saying it's our responsibility for sprinkler lines and stuff, and. It's my understanding that there was an agreement that Country Club would be responsible for their stuff and we would be responsible for ours. Apparently, the GM has said no, that's not
the understanding.
That's not the understanding.
Is it in writing anywhere?
No, Corey and I.
Everything was verbal. So we had a meeting, and Amelia sent an email to
Eric.
Eric. We have not heard back from him, but. If this gets any more into the weeds to where they're saying we're responsible for more, I just say we just completely squash the job and send it out for rebid. But I've been told by Art that's not going to be the case. But Amelia has wisely put a 10% contingency in there. So that's what the contingency's for. I'm not very happy about this, but it nothing was put in writing. Everything was verbal. So,
isn't there going back to the initial? I'm fuzzy. 84 or 80, 87, I think it was agreement for recycled water that we signed with the club.
Okay.
And again, you'd have to check it because it's been a long time. But I thought it did reference the dividing line of being irrigation from water supply. And who was responsible for what. I've always assumed that they were, you know, from the time that water gets into Bass Lake until the time they deliver it to the fairways, it's their responsibility.
I will double check that, though. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So is that the North Course?
Yes.
Yeah.
And in the time that agreement was written, there was nothing but the North Course.
Yeah, once water gets to Bass Lake, it's theirs. And then, like, for South, once it goes across the street into 16 and 17, everything after that is all theirs. I don't know. The only thing I can think of is because, you know, we now have the all of the drainage, you know, with the easements, and it goes across it. I wasn't there for the conversation. I don't know.
None of us were.
Yeah. And so since nothing was put in writing, everything was just verbal. So what I've requested for Art to tell Eric, and I don't know, is
Is Art the maintenance?
Eric's the general manager.
He's the general manager.
Yeah, I know, but who's Art?
Art is the superintendent.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Whatever the final outcome is, that there needs to be an email, written understanding, so they don't come back and say, they don't come back and say, oh, well, we didn't know that was there, so you got to replace that too. We're trying to meet, you know, we're trying to work with them on, you know, their, between their tournaments. And so they have this change order, which it is what it is, but I don't want anything else popping up.
And I think going forward, we need to get something in writing from them.
Absolutely.
About this kind of stuff.
Because it used to be, you talk with Art tell you, this is what we're going to do, and you do that, and it was there. We were good. But apparently now that's not.
Well, they're also getting free water from us.
Yeah. So that's kind of where things are at right now. And that's, you know, that 10% was put in there for the sprinklers and
did, so like is that. The change order the change order the result of the
no that what? Happened before we went over there and Eric started saying we had to do the recycled line.
You know, are these 1-inch lines that connect heads that or is this stuff we removed or are going to remove to fix the problem? I'm trying to get. Okay, now we found irrigation lines, and that's CSD's.
Will you draw us a picture, Travis?
You got.
Who's the artist? You can just take that down. I'm getting a new one. If anybody wants to take that home for their.
We'll send it to the RM Museum.
Are you using a white pen?
Yeah. John's got good eyesight. He can see it.
Yeah, John can see the world.
He's already drawn two lines. I know.
So there's a recycled water line that crosses, but then there's also an irrigation line almost directly over the top that runs off. I think there's one or two in this area. And then there's heads on it. I know there's a valve here, but then there's heads on it and so forth. And the concern is at first, Vierkamp wanted to cut this out. And that was what we discussed, that basically everything above this would be removed. Beer camp come in and do what they had to do, and then the country club would come back and put everything back. Mm-hmm. We were just going to take care of the drainage. Now, it has been brought to our attention after this. After they came back with the change order, country club, it came back that Eric is saying, no, we're going to pay if we cut this recycled water line, or if we pay for this, we're going to pay for all these parts and pipe and fittings. And so I talked to Beer Camp because this was not part of the change order and this was not part of the original contract. I asked them if they can support this recycled water line. I think it's a 6 or 10 inch. I mean, it's a larger line, but I asked them if they could support it and trench underneath this one. But they said, sure, we're not going to change order on that. We'll do that. We'll support this one. But the rest of these irrigation lines and stuff over have to come out. We're not replacing those. I said, understandable. So that's where we're trying to get Eric to now agree to cover the cost of all the irrigation lines and that above it. Because my ultimate concern here was that the storm grade failed to begin with, because I heard the golf course went through a revamp years ago, Arnold Palmer redesign
or
something.
That's true.
There's a bunch of ADS corrugated drain pipes that are running in over the top of the storm drain, and I think that's what caused it to fail prematurely in the middle, as you can see all the black pipes coming in to where the sinkhole's at.
I'm in favor of fixing it the right way and not having to do this again. And we need contracts and people going.
Because the quote that Art got for all the parts was roughly $3,000 for the quotes that he got. I think the 10% contingency will cover that.
Worst case scenario.
But what I'm trying to avoid right now is. We get 3, 4, 5 days into this and it's committed and then they come back with something else. I'm not saying they're going to.
But we're not going to start the work.
We've already started this and it's already going. So at some point we're going to have to say nope.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Travis, I remember when this came up in improvements and Amelia. My first comment was the golf course guys should have been here at improvements so we could have worked all this out. Rather than waiting until it gets to a change order. And I really hope that moving forward here, we see that it's going to be, you know, any project we get into with anybody, we got to have everybody in the room at the same time, rather than having them change. I mean, because basically the country club changed this. You know, oh no, we're not going to do that, and now we're scrambling. So we should have. My point is, we should have gotten all of this hashed out before we signed the first contract.
With Beer Camp.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I mean,
even before this came to the board, you know, like 2-3 months ago, I mean, we should have had all of the golf course guys here, and we should have, you know, you two guys should have been able to look ahead and said, oh, yeah, we might have a problem with this and hash it out. I mean, that's just how we ought to do things.
So I guess where we are, though, is where we are.
Right. I'm not one to negotiate in public, but my humble recommendation would be for the board president to contact the GM. Mm-hmm. And again, we assisted with a pump that was their responsibility.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that paid for?
Yeah. It's not paid off, but they're making all of their payments. Yeah. And yeah. There is interest associated with that.
And it's close to being paid off, I think.
It should be close because it was 2021. It should be close to being paid off. And the interest goes up because we tied it to Leif's rate. So Cecilia was working on re-amortizing it.
No, it's fine. Okay. Wait. So where I would go with that is that's our most recent example of assisting them. At the end of the day, I get the $3,000, but more important is staff time, et cetera, et cetera. If they're on that tight timeline, it's not going to fall to us, right? So part of the work may not get done. And it's not our fault. We'll get the major part done. But I would leave that to the board president to negotiate those types of things with the GM. But I would use the pump as the most recent current example that a most recent GM understood that from this point to here, it's their responsibility. Yeah. But have that negotiation.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
I can go back to in the process of that, and I'll look through the initial 80.
I've got it here. I'll find it for you.
Yeah, it's right on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. So in light of that, and I will do that. Do we have a motion to?
I'll make a motion to approve the amended. Or staff recommendation.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Okay.
Just a warning.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Gears?
Yes.
Director Mabee?
Aye.
And President Merchant?
Yes.
When do you anticipate it being completed, Corey?
They are hoping to start
on the 18th?
They're hoping to start May 18th. The country club was supposed to start pulling sod today, if possible. So, and then they were to start May 18th and expected about 2 weeks.
I would just ask you confirm that they started pulling sod?
They have not yet, because they're waiting on this.
Okay, perfect. Then as we formally let them know, perfect. Okay, thank you.
And can we send that in an email?
Sure. All right, thanks.
Right, but don't let them start pulling sod until Eric Dutton has.
Well, I think we can still move forward.
Okay.
Now it's just figuring out the details. I think we're closer than not, but I'm not going to negotiate in public.
Yeah, and you know, it's their side. If they want to start tomorrow pulling out sod, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
It's their side, yeah.
Okay. All right. Director comments, anybody, anything?
I have one for Amelia.
Thank you.
How many Prop 218?
Half a dozen.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe 10.
What was the rest of the question?
Prop 218 protest letters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, handful.
Thank you.
And just a quick comment. Lakes are full. Chesboro and Calero. We're going to probably start pumping to Clementia to top that off tomorrow or Wednesday. Stop logs are in. Mm-hmm.
In Chesboro, I was looking at the stop log. I mean, that's a pretty healthy aluminum structure. Is that new?
No, we've had those for about 10 years now.
I thought it used to be wood.
They did. They used to be wood boards. We bought those. Paul and Ron, I think, bought those like second year Ron was here or something like that.
And is that the one that we have in Chesbro, is that the highest that can go? Because it looks like there's a couple more feet in the track.
No, that's the highest that they go. That's 2 feet. That's what the state has given us.
The certificate says.
Yeah. So we're 1 inch from the top on Chesbro, 2 inch from Calero, so we're going to pump the rest of the day Calero. I don't like to spill over because that's just wasting. So we get to about an inch, and then we top off Clementia, and then we just play top off the rest of the month.
Right. Makes sense. Thank you.
No. Too many people go swimming in the water because of the top.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that, yeah.
Top off.
All right, anything else? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.